Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. You're listening to Under the Moon. Let's start the show with a little Betty Carter.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Just in the other word, I love you. What a little moonlight can do. Wait a while till a little moonbeam comes peeping through. You get more, you can't resist him, and all you say when you have kissed him is, ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
That was Betty Carter singing What a Little Moonlight Can Do, and isn't it true? This is Joni Ross, astrologer, on June 15, 2013, and you're listening to Under the Moon, a weekly radio show celebrating diversity, that's all of us, and other astro-musing adventures. You're welcome to join the wonderful astrologer, mystic, writer, psychic, animal intuitive, Flesh, Silver Moon, and myself today in our discussion. We're going to be talking about the current astrological configurations, Saturn and the Moon, and the full moon coming up in Capricorn, and your questions are welcome. We'll take a look at some of your horoscopes in a bit as well. Astrology addresses so many important things, such as how, as individuals, based on a moment they're born, relate to the world and to their inner self. You have a birth of an event or a business and a relationship too. There are many ways to use astrology in applying what we understand to help someone. And a comprehensive interpretation of your horoscope will validate and explain your life experiences, help you clarify your soul's purpose, and shed light on areas of your life that hold great potential but are lying unfulfilled. By using the chart to gain insight into one's personal mythology, an individual is empowered to consciously participate in their own evolution. The value of a chart consultation is that it enables a person to see their story objectively. By gaining perspective, we're able to liberate ourselves from old beliefs that may no longer be appropriate to present circumstances. Essentially, astrology helps you make sense of life. It doesn't give you something to blame, and it doesn't provide you with excuses, but it can and does help you see all the possibilities available to you. It's up to you and your free will to do the rest and make what you will of that potential and work with those challenges. So, before I bring on Flesh, I wanted to just talk a little bit about this full moon that's coming up June 23rd at 7:33 a.m. over here in Eastern Time. We will have a full moon in Capricorn. And the full moon is a perfect time to decide what habits we want to change and to implement that change. Saturn ruling Capricorn is concerned with the ability to make realistic long-term goals and long-term plans. And the Sun in Cancer, the moon sign, brings up the urge to balance our need to get ahead and the importance of caring about ourselves and about others. Whether it's creating a budget, a nutritional and exercise regimen, or implementing better work habits, the full moon in Capricorn is all about resolving to set new limits, curtailing detours, and accomplishing your life goals. We all have Saturn in our horoscope, as well as transiting Saturn, which is in Scorpio right now, going through a house or field of life experience in our charts. We hope to give some insights on how this lunation and transiting Saturn may be affecting your life. Saturn will always make reference to the greater purpose your natal Saturn signifies, and it alerts us into which ways that purpose or intention is now evolving. So it's a very exciting, interesting topic to talk about, and we all can talk about it because we're all here evolving, aren't we? And let me just talk a little bit about Flash, even though many of you probably do know her, because she's been doing this a long time, and she's nationally known as a spiritual renaissance woman, the author and creator of the Wise Woman's Tarot book and deck. Can't wait to see that. And the Wise Woman's Festival, now it's in its eighth year. And Flesh has been working with the tarot as a psychic, teacher, and author for some 40 years. Her metaphysical skills and interests are quite varied, and she's equally adept at reading an astrological chart as delivering a past life regression, stone healing, flower essence or gem elixir treatment, and of course, communicating and treating the beloved animals. So Flash not only loves animals, but she's an animal communicator and shares her sanctuary moon haven in Melrose, Florida, with three cats and one happy dog. And then we can all hear Flash weekly on her internet radio show called What the Animals Tell Me on internetvoicesradio.com. And this show is designed to bring a deeper love and understanding between humans and animals. How exciting that you're here, Flash. I hope that's you that I just logged on. Flash? Oh, one second. Not yet. Caller, who is this on the line? Can you hear me?
Oh, hello?
Hi. Are you waiting for us to look at your chart, right?
I am, uh-huh.
Okay, dear. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Just a moment. And hi, you're on the air. Hello. Okay.
I'm still.
You're still waiting. Okay, so there's people waiting for me to look at the charts and for Flash too, and I guess she's a bit delayed. So where do we start? The whole point of looking at the full moon in advance is because I think it's a great opportunity to really get your intention clear. And, you know, once the light of the moon starts increasing, as it will, until the 23rd when it's full, we're going to have more and more momentum in that energy, in that intention. And I find that being in rhythm with the lunations just enables me to feel like I'm working it. I'm living, I'm part of everything that's natural, and my own intention is so in rhythm with everything else. And I think this is something that's very organic. And let's talk about Saturn, which is, you know, every time there's a full moon, you have the solar sign, which is Cancer right now, which is the moon sign. And then the opposite sign is Capricorn. So sometimes this is referred to mother, father. It also has to do with the fourth house and the tenth house. and that's the parental axis. And when you have a lot of planets in your chart there, these are going to be very strong energies for you. How do I carry on as a descendant based on the history of my parents and my feeling about how they influenced me or how serious I take what I've learned as before I even came here and what I understand about myself and what I'm working on now. So there we go. Let's have a caller. I'm going to take the first caller first. Hi there. This is Joni. You're on the air. Hello? Can you hear me? Just a second. Hi there.
Hello?
You're on the air. This is Joni.
Hi. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name?
My name is Shamina.
Hi, Shamina. How are you?
I'm good.
Glad to hear it. So are you excited about hearing about your Saturn? Have you heard good things about Saturn or kind of like, oh, Saturn? What is your impression?
I don't know too much about Saturn. I know more about Venus and Jupiter. And
The nifics, the good stuff.
Yeah, because Venus, I'm always loved Libras. And so that's how I got into, like, the whole Venus thing. And I know they're of love. And then Jupiter is me because I'm a Sagittarius.
Wonderful.
So I know about Jupiter and how spontaneous and loving we are. That's really it.
Spontaneous, definitely. But more because you trust that you understand who you are, at least on a spiritual level. There's a lot of trust involved being a Jupiterian. But Jupiter and Saturn really work together in our horoscopes because they really represent our society that we come into, our culture. Mm-hmm. So sometimes Jupiter is really how we adapt to how do we fit in, how do we become the person everybody can relate to. And Saturn, and also, of course, it represents our hope and our wanting to expand and learn and grow and have a broad view. So Sagittarians are really awesome people, as you know. And Saturn, but Saturn's the other side of it. Well, how do we make things take form so they actually last? What's the foundation of everything? How do we keep it together? How do we make agreements so that we all work together? So Saturn's very important. Jupiter and Saturn really work together. Because if you're very Jupiterian and you don't have any real strong energy in Saturn, you never get a real direction.
Right, true.
So it's Saturn's the thing that gives us the focus for the long term. So it's so important. So would you like me to look at your chart?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so tell me your birth date.
Okay, December 17, 1987.
December 17, 1987.
Yes.
Okay, great. Do you know what time you're born, Shamina?
I think at 9:40 a.m.
Okay. And where?
In Albany, New York, Albany Med Hospital.
Albany.
Yes.
The capital. Okay.
The capital.
Yeah. Gets cold enough up there. I know that.
Yeah, it does.
I'm
it's
in
70
Florida.
Today, but it usually, winter time is not, you don't want to be here. That's for sure.
Okay, so. So very interesting that you called today, Shamina, because you have a very prominent Saturn. So I don't think anybody would accuse you of having no direction, right? It's
right.
Not
you
that you feel
that's
about
how I feel right now.
That you're kind of at an impasse in deciding what's your new direction. Is that what you're trying to say?
I feel like my direction is kind of good right now. But
good.
I do feel a little scattered in some ways, in small ways.
Okay. Well, you know, being a little scattered, that keeps it interesting. But you can always begin a focus when you're really in rhythm with your goal. And one of the things, the reason I'm saying you have a strong Saturn was in the sign of Sagittarius when you were born. So it's in Jupiter's sign.
Mm.
And since you're a Sagittarius, that is, you know, that energy is your energy. I've got to do what I believe in, you know. But Saturn is very close to your solar degree, 23 degrees, and your sun is 25. It's very, very close.
Wow.
So that tells me that, in a way, you're a little bit like a Capricorn. I mean, you really have a plan. You like to have a plan, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're serious about what you're going to do here, and you're not necessarily going to be with someone who isn't.
Absolutely, exactly.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You said you love Venus and you like Libras. And your Venus is in the sign of Capricorn, which is another actually very positive reinforcement to this energy of not only do I want to make a plan where I'm successful, but I love putting in whatever that plan requires so that I really make it happen. And I'm not in a rush. And if anybody likes me because they think I'm cute, that doesn't prove they love me. What proves
Absolutely.
That they love me is they believe I'm serious.
Is wow
right?
amazing. Yes.
Yeah, and this is really good, and I think this is a wonderful thing. Now you also have the planet Uranus conjunct or even closer to your solar degree. It's 26, which tells me that you're going to have to accept that as you go, there's going to be things that will change, and you'll know when it's ready to happen, or even if you don't know, it'll be
it's
what
still
happens. Well, it's just what you're here for. You're here to make a difference. You're here to say, yeah, I'm serious about the future, but I don't have to hold the status quo in any terms that don't make sense to me. I'm here to be an innovator.
Yeah.
And you feel that way?
Wow, absolutely.
What is it you're doing in your life?
Right now I'm going to school. I'm going to school for here. And that's what I do. And I've been working, I've been studying really, really hard, and I've been getting hundreds on all my tests. Like you said, well, being that it's something I want to do, I go all the way, and I don't mind working really hard for it, losing sleep and stuff.
Beautiful, beautiful. So I just wanted to talk, let's see, how old are you?
I'm 25.
25, okay. So...
Mm-hmm.
Something interesting is going to happen probably between 3.5 to 6 years from now. You're going to start to get what I call the second wind of how to be you. Because when you have Saturn so prominent in your chart, having your first revolution of Saturn to its natal position, we call the Saturn return, is a new beginning for you on a whole other level in terms of being really comfortable with yourself. Like, in a sense, maybe now you feel like, well, what's fair is fair. People should be who they are. But on another level, you don't care for people that are really creating disorder and don't have a direction, right? Maybe it's hard for you to accept other people because it's still hard for you to understand who you are enough to let them be, meaning you want to be that way, but as you get to be about 29, I think your whole confidence is going to start to kick in, and your awareness of how other people are will also be even more insightful because of this awareness that, yeah, in a sense, you're here to really help people grow. So, and I know when you do hair, people really open up.
Completely. Yeah.
Plus, they need to feel this is their image. Hair is everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I just wish you all the best. And if you want to have a copy of your horoscope and some explanations of how these lunations affect your chart, you can go to my website, JoaniRossAstrologer.com, and just say, you know, give me a request for me to email that to you, and I'd be happy to, darling.
Yay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and you take care.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Hi, did Flash get on the line yet? Hello? Are you on? Caller, you're on the line. Who is this? Hello, you're on the air. Sorry.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is... Hi.
It's who?
Lenise.
Lenise, hi. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
You're good? Wait a minute.
Good.
Great.
My birthday is July.
For some reason, you're breaking up, so I need to hear that again.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I'm going to try to take you off speaker.
Good idea.
Okay. Okay, is this better?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. My name is Lenise. My birthday is July 5th, 1963.
And do you know what time you were born, Lenise?
9:56 a.m.
Good. And what place were you born?
Memphis.
Memphis, okay. Okie dokie, let's see. How are you doing with this moon in Virgo today?
I'm cleaning and throwing things out and organizing.
See that? Oh, you're such a good astrological person. That's the really good thing with that moon in Virgo. It's like we just start assessing, this works, this doesn't work. I'm going to clean this up.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
going to organize this. It's perfect. Okay.
I have been doing that all morning, assessing everything.
Wonderful. Okay, so you have your moon in the sign of Sagittarius. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay, that's really... so that's not very sad. And did you hear what... Were you able to listen when I was talking to the previous caller?
I came in on the tail end of that call.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk today about Saturn in our horoscopes and the moon, too, because the upcoming lunation is in Capricorn, which is ruled by Saturn. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, you're 24/7/360, a lunar person because you are a Cancer. And you also
mm-hmm.
have Mercury in the sign of Cancer. So this is a person who really shifts with the moon. And sure enough, you explained it to me today. Yeah, I was up doing... You weren't doing it on purpose because you knew the moon was in Virgo, were you?
No.
Okay. So, you know, if you want to understand what the emotional barometer is, you ask someone who's a Cancer or the moon in Cancer or Cancer rising or the moon... on an angle, and you're going to get this just naturally from them. And then when you're a Cancer, the important thing to really describe you is your moon sign. And your moon sign is the Jupiter sign, which means maybe you'll make food for people, but you really like to make them a nice bag of hope. You really want to give people something that they can use to motivate them. And that matters to you. You really don't like downers, pessimists that much, do you?
I don't, but I can be that way myself.
You can be that way. Okay. So, yeah, so work on loving yourself so you feel really positive. No, I think being analytical, you have an awful lot of planets in the sign of Virgo. You have Pallas, you have Uranus, Pluto, Mars. And also Ceres and Juno. So when you have that much Virgo in your chart, you're very analytical. So maybe just watch it, that you're not going to the judgment. Rather just, okay, I need to understand this so I can work it. And then your moon,
mm-hmm.
your sorry, did you want to say something?
No, go ahead. I didn't.
Okay. And your Saturn is in the sign of Aquarius, which Saturn co-rules Aquarius anyway. So it's a very strong placement. And it's retrograde. So this means that, you know, your work is the work of consciousness. It's kind of the development of your understanding of your generation, what we're learning here at this time period, and what's next. But also to give it some form. And your Saturn is also in the house of work. So are you someone who is probably the best worker in any time you have a job?
Yes, I consider myself to be a good worker.
Mm-hmm.
Which
I mean, you take it seriously.
Yes, I do.
You take it very seriously. And Saturn is ruling your house of work, too. So, you know, I think a job, you know, and also not just a job, but just service in general, it has a lot of value, that word, to you. You really want to do things with a sincere enthusiasm in terms of development. So I think those are the best workers, truthfully, not just someone who, not my job, but really cares about the work. And this is really something that I would say. It's also conjunct the relationship meridian. So are you with someone now? Are you already married?
No, I'm not married. Seems like I haven't found the right partner in this lifetime yet.
Okay.
Seeing someone, but I'm not sure if that's going to fly either.
Well, all I can say is, especially in your chart, that relationships are something you really do want to work on very seriously. So you want to make sure it's someone who also works on himself and works on the relationships seriously. And or it could also give you this tendency to want to be with someone who's a little older or is very seriously interested in their career and you know, and just is in that kind of ambition. Is that the kind of person you tend to like?
Yeah, and you like, but it's not coming out into the track.
Okay. Well, you know something? Don't give up. Because get what you want. That's what you deserve.
Yeah.
And also, you know, the thing is, your chart is, in a sense, a little complicated, because in your first house you have all the big guns, Uranus, Pluto, Mars, and Virgo, etc. And you have to kind of just feel like you know yourself and you know how you want to handle things. And when things are kind of challenging for you, that you take the space and work it within your in yourself and not have to work it out through that kind of intense dialogue with the partner. You know, okay, mm-hmm. You need someone who really has patience and gives you your space to be you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because otherwise, you know, men are not going to feel very strong around you because you're really strong. So I'd say having it taking a longer time is good. It's smart. And don't rush. Even now, don't rush. Wait until you have what you want. And also having Saturn on that meridian says, you know, the relationship I have after I consider myself pretty developed, those are the ones that are happy. So it's good. Very good.
Mm-hmm. So does my chart indicate that that person could be coming along?
Could that person be coming along? You know, to me, the way I look at things is, what am I ready for? And then what am I willing to do to make it happen?
I'm getting there.
Good. Give yourself some real encouragement. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The more you feel ready, the more it's meant to come. Because I think if you chose the wrong guy just to choose somebody, you're going to be with someone who really is kind of weak. Maybe gets high too much or he's whatever. You might attract a guy that just drains you, and you don't need that. So keep looking, but don't doubt yourself. The older you get, the more you're going to know what to recognize, and the more you're going to attract a person that you feel is an equal. That's good. So, I, you know, I hope it happens as soon as you're ready for it, not before.
Right. I think I'm getting close to being ready now.
Good for you.
I don't know why it's taken so long, but, you know, sometimes I get kind of discouraged by, you know, with time and looking at my age and why hasn't it happened. I've met a lot of the wrong people. All of my relationships have been that way. It's like they're intimidated or they just end up going away.
I'm sorry, but I think every time those things happen, wherever we have Saturn, when those kinds of experiences happen over and over, we really become quite an authority of what not to do. And,
right.
And we really learn, you know, hey, this seems to be something I have to shift inside. I mean, I hope that's what people learn. Because whatever we do, whatever shift we do internally, that's a shift that really means something. And then it's always reflected in the external experience. So anyway, Lenise, I hope you have the best of fortune with your new guy. And I will hope to hear from you again. Please get in touch with me if you haven't already on JoaniRossAstrologer.com. I'll send you your horoscope.
Okay.
Here. Okay? You take
okay.
care.
Thank you.
Okay, darling.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You're on the air. This is Joni.
Questioner.
Okay, just a moment. Okay. So, where am I? I'm hoping I'm not kidding around Flesh coming on with us today. She must have had a delay. So... Where's the chat room? I'm going to take this caller now, and hopefully Flesh will get here. Hi, you're on the air. This is Joni, Under the Moon.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, this is Patty. I love listening to you, Joni.
Thank you, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful day in New York.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Not too hot. Not too hot.
I was curious how the Capricorn, I know I am a Capricorn, and you're talking about the Capricorn moon, the new moon, or the full moon,
the full moon,
right?
Full moon, yeah.
So I was wondering if you could talk to me about that in terms of my own life.
Sure. Just one second. I probably still have your chart.
I can give you the info again.
Okay. Why don't we just do that?
Want me to give it to you?
Sure.
Okay. 12, 26, 52 in Boston, Mass at 6:20 p.m.
Okay. Boy, you must have gotten, well, I guess you didn't get cheated out of Christmas gifts, but.
No, I get cheated out big time.
You did?
Oh, here's your combination birthday Christmas present.
Patty, what time is your birth time again?
6:20 p.m.
Okay. So of course, being a Capricorn, Saturn is your planet.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like it. But looking at your chart quickly, I can see that your moon is conjunct Jupiter. So I would say that's a very strong pull to be a Jupiterian as well. So, and then your Saturn is a bit occluded by the fog of Neptune. So
right.
Even though you are a Capricorn, I would say that you have the mystic, the soul of the mystic, and the creativity need of a Neptunian. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely, yes.
So, you know, one thing I might say about this, and it's a very beautiful symbolism, to have Saturn conjunct Neptune in Libra, this says to me that sometimes you can really exhaust yourself with how much altruism you're involved in. Of course, you can always get energy from the universe and you have life force, but is that something that you feel you don't create a practical boundary around what you're giving?
Yeah, well, sometimes when I come home from work, and I've mentioned before that I'm a teacher,
yes.
You know, I have to go to bed. I'm tired. I have to take a nap.
Wow. Yeah, but then you get up again and do more things?
Yeah.
Great. So that's, it's nice.
But I do. I mean, I do get exhausted.
Wait a second. I'm just going to see if we're having probably a technical difficulty with Flash. And I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Hello? Oh, I'm coming to get you then. Okay, dear. Thank you.
Flash is one of the callers. Thank you for calling, Flash. Well,
you
I'm
want me
put
to get
her
off?
On with us. What, darling?
Oh, okay.
I'm going
to. You
put
want
her
me
on.
To get off?
No.
Okay.
Anyway, aside from that, I want to talk about, and I want to get Flash's take on your chart as well.
Great.
I should have asked her what is her area code. Well, I'm just going to go down quickly. Is this
not
Flash?
Flash? No, not Flash.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Is this Flash? Hello?
No, it's not.
Okay, thank you. This has to be Flash, right?
Keep trying, Joni.
Hello? Hello? Technical difficulty. Is someone on the line here? I'm going to put everyone on. So anyway, let me go on. If Flash is here, can you say hi? Flash?
This isn't Flash.
Okay, so
no,
everyone,
this isn't Flash.
Everyone, just I'm putting you back on hold. I'm sorry, audience, but has anybody else had a day like this? I was looking at that Virgo squaring all the Gemini and wondering, how would I do? Okay, so I did explore Evie Avenue. I don't know where she is.
Oh, well, maybe
Flash,
just wait.
If you could hang up and call back in, if you can hear me, I would really appreciate it. Just hang up and call back in, Flash. Okay. So, let me see. Maybe this. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this isn't Flash, but if you look on your phone to see where she just called you from, the area code might show up.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Patty?
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to your chart for a moment.
Flash is not flashing yet, huh?
That what? No,
Flash is not flashing on your board yet.
Flash said she's on. So I don't know where she is. So isn't that interesting? So
yeah.
Let's talk about, I wanted to talk about Saturn in Scorpio right now. So when Saturn was in Libra, you had your second Saturn return, which is a very big juncture for a Capricorn. It's a very big juncture for all of us that have it. I'm going to have mine. I have Saturn in Scorpio natally. So when you had your Saturn return, you went on to another level of you. This is another
when
session.
When was that?
A few years ago already.
A few years
probably
ago?
Probably around 59.
Okay.
if you get in touch with me after the show, I can tell you. But right now, you have Scorpio in your fifth house, and that does mean children. And so Saturn is going through your fifth house. So that's a renewal or a kind of affirming. Are you who you want to be in this area of your life? I know you told me you have a son, right? You have a son?
Yeah.
And you also have all those kids that you teach. And Saturn. So I would say just one, you're going to get better at dealing with these kids, if that's even possible, Patty. You're going to be feeling like you can really provide. Maybe even the questions they're not really asking you, you know, because Saturn in Scorpio is about enacting a transformation and understanding that's what we're here to do. And I think this, you know, anybody at that age right now, 16 to 21, these are the people that we really have to support.
Absolutely.
Because they're going to be the world leaders. They're going to be the voice of yes or no to many, many things. And you, I mean, I'm sure you already know that you have a very important work. Did you have some question about Saturn? Okay, here we go. There's more people. A lot of people on the board now. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Okay, just a moment. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
This is Diane.
Diane. Okay, my dear. I'm going to get back to you in a moment. Don't ask. I have no idea, everyone. I've never lost a person like this in my life.
Joni, it's not so bad. You have a lot of people waiting on you.
I know, but you, I wanted her, we're really going, she's going to give her insight. She's a psychic and an astrologer, and everyone can go and check her out, her Animal Intuitive show, and all the many, many things she writes, so I hope that gets to happen. I hope we get her. I want her. She's great. Okay, anyway, I'm going to stop there about your chart and try to talk to some of the other people, but I love that you call, and I feel like we're friends already. And you take care of me.
Yeah, I always listen, Joni, as long as I can, 4 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay, Joni.
Good luck
take care.
Finding
Thank
that.
You. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Hi, thank you for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Roz.
Hi, Roz.
So I'm wondering if we bore everybody's hand and only have Flash raise her hand, would you find Flash?
Say this again, darling.
If you lowered everybody's hand and Flash only raised her hand, then you'll know that that's Flash.
Well, what do you mean, raise her hand?
Is there a way to raise your hand by pushing 1?
Wait, there she is. 1 second.
Hello? What is your area code? I'm not seeing you. Are you doing the call-in number?
Call in 213-81.
But you're not on the switchboard. Three, one, two, what is it? Yes. I don't see you, honey. So let me look for you in the chat room. Can you call in one more time? Okay, then. Okay.
Okay, Roz. Sorry, dear.
It's okay.
Wait, let me get up the chat. Thank you for that suggestion. Okay, dear. So tell me. What, I'm waiting for her to call. Okay. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What's your birthday?
It's 7/11/69.
7-11-69. Second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Joni.
Is this Flash?
Not. Still not. I'm happily waiting quietly. Listening.
Thank you. Okay, just a second.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Flash? Joni, I'm right here.
There you are. Everyone.
You got
she's
me?
Here. She's been here.
Hallelujah.
Hi. Yes, thank you. Hallelujah.
This is my seventh call.
Oh, my goodness. But I'm so glad you made it. That's why I tried to call in advance, because it's a little... Anyway, I'm going to take Roz's birthday, and then we're going to talk about Flash and what she's doing. Roz, what's your birthday?
Okay, it's 7-11-69.
Okay. You know what time you were born?
7:34 a.m.
And where?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okie dokie. Good thing you took that swim, Flash.
Oh, man. Okay. I don't understand what's going on. Now, can I talk now?
You can talk. Everyone can hear you. Everyone, this is Flash.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Flash.
Hi there. Everybody, just so you know, I've been here all along. I've not been late.
I believe it. I could feel it that you were there.
Yes, she said, let everyone put down their hands. And anyway, okay, so what's going on with Roz is a Cancer, and her Saturn is in the sign of Taurus. So she's getting ready to have an opposition. So
what degree is the sun?
The degree is 19, and her Saturn is 7. So, and in the 10th house, which is Saturn's own house, it's a very strong position, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's probably getting sort of electrical waves starting to awaken some things, maybe even hard to sleep, and some physical vibrations and more psychic ability, too.
You're talking about the T-square, the square. Affecting her solar energy.
Well, this T-square I don't see, but...
No, the square between
Uranus and
Pluto.
Pluto affecting her sun.
And also, she's Moon in Gemini, so that would make perfect sense that she would feel electrical energy anyway. And because Venus is the ruler of her Saturn in Gemini, I would double that opinion. So how do you feel, Roz? Are you feeling like something's really pushing?
Yeah, it really explains a lot. Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah. Electrical waves. That's exactly what it feels like, electrical waves.
So, you know, you could be feeling polarity shifts or just more energy coming in. So how are you handling it? Are you just staying up later? Are you?
Well... I picked up another job. So now I work 3 jobs. I have to release this energy some kind of way. I don't know how, I don't know
mm-hmm.
what else. Yeah.
Very cool. And then, and Venus is in the house of Uranus in the 11th, along with her moon. And women with that kind of Aquarian signature with their moon are not taking that kind of traditional attitude about themselves as women at all. They're really thinking more, how do women going to be more futuristic? Would you say that you're kind of a natural feminist?
I would say so.
And also you have to think about what's going on for you. Even though you're Cancer and you're so emotional, you really do need to have this dialogue inside yourself to really know, okay, this is what it is about for me. You really need to acknowledge with your mind what's going on, right?
like I'm not really a really emotional person, though. It seems like I have a lot of fire in me or something.
You have a lot of fire? You have a lot of energy.
Like,
well, you're Leo rising, and that makes a lot of sense that you would feel that way.
Do you
but
do anything with music?
No.
But
are
you
love
it.
A good thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You might want to get a little keyboard.
Okay.
Because you're going to have
you
a real feel for it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also because of all that Gemini working something with your fingers and allowing that creativity to flow through your hands, it's a very good way of allowing the energy to flow. Sometimes we don't realize we have a lot of energy, but we can release it with a focus. And that's another reason how Saturn comes into our charts, to help us find that path and that focus. Are you where you want to be in terms of your career track right now?
So far, I am. I mean, I'm only improving it from here, but so far, I think I'm going in the right direction.
Great, great, great. So you can get in touch with me. You can get in touch with Flash if you like. JoniRossAstrologer.com. And Flash, what's the name of your website exactly?
It's FlashSilverMoon.com.
Is that a great name? FlashSilverMoon.com. Okay, Roz. So I want Flash to talk a little bit about a couple of things. So I'm going to let you go, but please call back again.
Okay, thank you.
And you take care, dear. Okay. Okay, so Flash, welcome, welcome.
Yes.
I'm so sorry that must have been so aggravating. I have no idea where you were. I did not see you on here. So we were going to talk about a few things today, and I wanted everyone to understand the kind of work that you're doing, especially with animals. So do you want to talk a little bit about it?
Well, I've always loved the animals. And I've been a psychic for humans for probably a good 45 years. And in that time, I worked with the animals a bit. You know, it certainly came up. But about 30 years ago, I really got involved with working with the animals as an animal communicator and also an alternative healer. Because one of my dogs, who I had just gotten, had a heart attack.
Oh,
and I thought,
goodness.
So young, and the vet said, oh, you know, I hate to say it, but maybe 3 years he'll have. And I thought, no way. I will find a solution. And I did. I found a really good animal communicator, and she became my mentor. And I worked with her for about 15 years, almost entirely on the phone. And working with my own animals, and I have to tell you, the hardest thing is to work on your own. The absolutely hardest. When I first started doing it for other animals, it blew my mind. Because you don't have the emotional stuff around it.
The
first
fear.
Time I ever did a reading for someone else's dog, the dog says, hey, so glad you're here. By the way, I wouldn't be such a bitch if she didn't smoke. And I knew the woman, and I didn't know she smoked. And I turned and I looked, and she was sheepish. She says, yeah, I smoke. And I said, look, don't do it with the dog. The dog at this point is so thrilled that someone's finally listening that she looks at me and says, by the way, tell her I want a cat. And I thought, cool. Dog wants a cat. Woman says, but I'm allergic. I said, well, it's not for you. But, you know, maybe visit someone who's got one. She says, well, she does have a cat friend around the block. I said, good. Problem solved. You know, put away the cigarettes and let's see what can happen with a cat for this little dog. And that dog grinned from ear to ear. It was the funniest thing. And that was the beginning of me working with all kinds of animals, including I work with tigers and bears, a lot of horses, and, you know, of course, the regular stuff. And it really has been the most wonderful thing to be able to shift away from only people problems.
Yes, well.
And they tell a lot. They really do. It's not that I don't want to work with people. I love it. I do that too. But I think it started to happen around the Saturn cycle of my career. And you know how that is. You need to somehow elevate your process.
Yes. Well, and, also, you know, lots of people work with people, and to do what you do is very, it's a calling, and it's a special, it's a very special gift, I believe. And
yeah.
I love my pets like they're my kids. I always have.
Absolutely. Nothing less.
Yeah. The reason, it's interesting because I was thinking I wanted to have you on the show and to do a show with you, but I'm just going to tell everyone, about 5 days ago, I opened my back door with my dog to go out, and there were two young baby owls staring right at me, and they came every evening, and they didn't come last night, so I have a feeling whatever the message was, I got it, but I thought about Flesh. I said, I have to call this woman and tell her this experience, because where in Delray condos do you find these kind of beautiful wild birds that could be anywhere and just staring at your door at you? So, and then you told me that you had this owl that you just put a website, an owl on your website, right?
Well, on Astroflesh, I write it monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And I have choices of pictures that will be pulled from the article. And one was an owl. I said, yeah, let's use that this time.
Yeah, so we're, you know, somehow I think it was meant to be. I'm so glad that whatever the reason I wasn't seeing you, it stopped.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting about that and owls have to do with hidden energy. Typically, mm-hmm. they're not out and about. They come out when they're hidden. And I don't know what happened, but they're about the things that we learn in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use them magically, you may want to use them to retrieve things that are missing, things that are hidden.
Well, I feel like when after the owls came that it was a trigger for me to stop being afraid of whatever I was avoiding. And it was a deep sign for me. And I started to feel very courageous. I guess there's a lot of energy I've been holding back from using. And for this particular thing, I feel like it's something very deep and very profound. And I really appreciated that experience. In fact, if anybody goes to my Facebook page, Joni Ross Astrologer, you can see the picture of the two and then the other beautiful little owl. I think it's the same one. And we have, at the end of the show, we're going to play a song that you've written, right, Flesh?
Yes.
Called Midnight Flight.
Yes.
And
yeah,
it's,
I mean,
very cool.
I live amongst a whole variety of owls here.
Ah, so cool.
I hear them every night.
Well, these guys didn't have any. They didn't make any sounds. But they, I think they're babies. Not sure.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. So do you think we can go over it time-wise a little bit and we can talk to another couple of people? I want to take this woman who's been waiting 20 minutes. For sure. Wait. If I don't get to you online... on the air, I'll talk to everyone. So thank you for holding everyone while we waited for Flash. Okay. So hi. Are you still there?
Oh my.
Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, I think that...
That sounds pretty weird.
Yeah. So let me try this person. We have one 17 minutes. Okay. Hi, you're in the air with Joni.
Hello.
And Flash. Did you fall asleep waiting so long?
No.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
So So do you want to give us your birth information and we'll look at your chart for a minute?
Okay. My birthday is December 8, 1987.
87, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know what time you were born?
9:04 a.m.
Very good. And what's your first name?
Alcina.
Alcina, okay. It's kind of a goddess name. And where were you born, Alcina?
Tuba City, Arizona.
Say the name of the city again.
Tuba City.
Tuba.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you had your chart done before by anyone?
No.
No, okay. Okay, so first of all, being born on the 8th, that's a Saturn number. It's a very strong birthday. Wouldn't you say, Flash?
Sure. It's also kind of good for generating prosperity.
Mm-hmm. And plus, you have, when you were born, you had the conjunction of Mars and Pluto in Scorpio. So as Saturn makes its way through Scorpio, you're going to have it connecting with your own energy. So do you want to comment on that? Or, even though right now Saturn is involved in a very flowing, harmonious configuration called a grand trine. So this summer we're going to have some great things coming from Saturn. But I think 9 and 11, Scorpio, you're going to have...
Is that Mars and Pluto?
Yeah, Mars is 9 and Pluto is 11. And then she has...
That right there is extremely, extremely intense.
Yes. I was thinking that when Saturn makes its transit, you know, you have to be aware because you do have a side to you, even though you're Sagittarius and you're very... And actually, Saturn in your horoscope is conjunct your sun. So you're already a serious person. Right, Athena? Meaning you really want to make a plan and win in your life, right? You're aware of that.
Not really.
You don't feel like you have ambition about what you're going to do in your
ambition?
Life?
Ambition? Yeah, I do.
You do, yeah. So, you know, you don't have to have the plan. Why fake a plan? Everything comes from our life, and as we go, we realize what it is. But being a Sagittarius, people think, oh, they're gregarious, and they just skip over everything. And no, your chart says, no, I'm here to do something serious in life. I want to make a plan. I want to develop myself. What is it you're doing right now?
I'm actually planning on going back to school, but I'm not really certain which way I'm going to go.
Okay, so I think one of the best ways to handle a Saturn to Mars is to put yourself through a training, to work on development, because there's some things about that kind of transit that can be frustrating, right, Flash?
Absolutely. It's like driving with the brakes on.
Driving with the brakes on. So you might as well be mastering things that you can't rush through, that it's good to have to go over it and over. And schools really like that, especially if you choose something that's a good challenge for you. But even if you're not in school and you decide to do something else, it's good to just pick something and work at, and not think about immediate gratification. But Mars in Scorpio is not really an immediate gratification kind of person. You like to get what you want, right? Once you want something, you don't let it go.
Yeah.
Right. So you have a strong passion, and if you don't know what you want to do yet, and you don't feel passionate about things, you just wonder, am I all right? Right? So and also,
yeah.
Of course, having that energy in your chart, you can kind of bring in the friend or the boyfriend or the partner. That can be quite the intense person taking up all the energy. So I don't know if you like that kind of person. The bad boy?
One of the good antidotes for Mars-Pluto, because sometimes that energy can feel almost too overwhelming just by itself, regardless of having Saturn come on or not, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Physical exercise is one of the very best things you can do when
mm-hmm.
you start to feel stuck.
But
do
I
you
think...
do much with that? Is she there?
Athena, are you still there?
What was that? Yeah.
Do you work out? Do you do physical exercise?
No, I haven't been doing that for a while, too. I sort of, I stopped doing it.
Well, if you start to feel like a little heavy or that things feel like they're weighing you down or confusing you, this might be a very good way to just get your energy moving and back in a place where you can really focus on what you do want to accomplish in your life. She's also got the moon in Cancer at 23 degrees.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing how many people today have got some version of this kind of thing. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, maybe swimming. Maybe swimming would work.
She's also got Neptune on her ascendant.
Mm.
So
That's an interesting configuration, having Neptune on the ascendant, because
really
what happens is you can have a group of people and they say, well, here's Althena and she's like X, Y, and Z. Someone else comes along and they say, no, I think she's like A, B, and C. And in truth, each of their descriptions has more to do with them than you, because you can be such a chameleon.
Right. And it's in the sign of Capricorn, which really emphasizes the Saturn energy in some sense. But I think I always call it, I can be any girl I want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing is, it does give you, I would say, especially because you're Capricorn rising, Saturn is in your 12th house, and because Neptune's on your ascendant, I would say reserve, in a sense, you know, not always so comfortable to be really outgoing right away. And on
yep.
another sense, you really get a take on things immediately when you meet people or you go to a place, but you don't have any idea how they're taking you. So that's a logical reason to stay slightly reserved until you kind of know if you can be comfortable with those people. Do you relate to what we're saying?
Yeah.
And I would also say it just gives you a lot of natural style, creativity, style. Are you into kind of a fashion thing?
No.
but you're not, you don't see yourself as having your own style? Not like that.
Yeah, I think I do have my own style.
Yeah, I mean, symbolism manifests in many, many different forms, but I would say anybody with Neptune on their ascendant is someone who senses more than the average person. Energy, creativity. Creativity is just something we can all access. So certain things are natural for you. And in a way, it's like being Pisces rising. And you also, if you have, she has
mm-hmm.
Venus in the first house in Capricorn.
Yeah. I mean, I think somewhat of the presentation is going to be colored by the Saturn and the Neptune and the Venus
mm-hmm.
all together. Like, I'm going to look how I need to look to present, because this is what the rules of the game are in my particular venue, wherever it may be. So I'm going to dress and manifest myself in the way I need to get by in one or another situation.
Hmm. Well, you have a very interesting horoscope, and if you want to come to the website, I'll send you some information about how the full moon will be affecting your chart. It's JoniRossAstrologer.com. And thank you for calling, Athena. Did we lose her? Okay.
I think she's gone.
Athena?
I'm still here.
No, you're still here. So we're going to sign off now, but call again and come to the website if you'd like to have more information. Okay, dear? Take care. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye, dear. Okay, this person is... Hi, you're in the air. Hi, you're on the air with Joni and Flash.
Hi. Hello,
how are
Flash.
You?
Hi, Joni. I'm Diane.
Hi, Diane.
From California. Good afternoon. And my birthday, would you like that? May I give it? Or?
Sure. Thank you.
April 30, 1953. And I love astrology. It's powerful. Mm-hmm. And I love your guest. What a wonderful human being you are, Flash.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Life.
She
is.
What is your name?
I'm Diane.
Diane. Now, do I know you?
Don't we know everybody? No, I don't know you at all. But
okay.
I just know about you, and I respect you and admire you.
Well, thank you very much.
Me what time you're born, Diane.
11:20 a.m. Philadelphia.
Okay.
I know my natal chart really well, and and I have a Scorpio moon and Cancer rising, and my Mars.
Are you an astrologer? Are you an astrologer?
Not at all. Not at all. I just studied my own chart because I think it's amazing.
Are you having any issues with your mom now?
Well, my mom's been gone a long time, so.
But I feel her around you.
Wow. Is this Slash? Who's talking? Yeah.
Flash.
I feel her also around me, which I like, I'm thinking. It's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think she's looking out for you, and I think there's something that's concerning you, possibly about your physical, that she understands. And she's trying to tell you not to worry, but to take care of it.
Okay. I don't know. I wish I knew what that was because I'm really healthy. So, ouch.
It may be more about your emotions.
Relationship with my sister is not good. So when you say that, that's exactly what it is. And that's probably what my mother would relate to.
Yeah. Yes.
And so you're right. Wow. I wonder if she'll heal it, or maybe it's just the life path we've chosen.
Yeah, I would encourage you not to work too hard on it.
I agree. I feel healthier the way it is.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes
but
we have to
be,
take
she's going to be tugging. She'll be tugging and pushing and demanding.
Wow. There's a wedding coming up that she's making, and I really wonder if it would be inappropriate if I choose not to go. Would that cause a war? Or, I mean, you said don't try. I kind of wasn't going to. I didn't know if I should go or not. I keep going back and forth.
Well
if you can handle it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say if you can handle it. Then it's a beautiful gesture to do something when it's not convenient.
Oh, wow.
You can be proud of yourself. You know, if you can handle it, you have to really do whatever it takes to build your own sense of self and your own decision to go rather than have to be reactive to whatever they're doing, what she's doing.
Yeah, it's them. It's a whole, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's your experience of them too. When you change it, it shifts. I mean, I know you're asking Flash, but I love this kind of question because it really is something we can triumph over many times. I was going to say, because she has her sun at 9 degrees, Taurus, and Juno at 8 degrees, Taurus, that Saturn's mm-hmm. getting ready to make an opposition. And
oh, that's where the tugging is from.
Yeah, and, you know, if you are feeling your mother, you know, was your mother really very paternal in addition to being maternal? Was she always carrying?
I was out of my house at 18, so that's so long ago. I never really bonded with the family.
Okay.
Because, yeah. So,
because you had
to
make
question
your
is, do you want to? You know, do you want to?
That's it. I don't want to. Believe it or not, I really feel healthier now that I've walked away because I would go to everything, and every time I would leave sick to my stomach because I would be treated like the second class citizen, and I just got tired of it. And now that I didn't go to the last function, I felt so healthy that I didn't have to be in that environment. And I'm wondering if I go to the wedding, if I will, you know, feel like that second class citizen by considering I'm a family member, but I don't get treated as such. And it's a little degrading.
Yeah, well, my sense about stuff is how do I feel in it? I project myself in there. How do I feel in it? If it's been really bad, is there any, and you felt really proud, you felt good, you felt like that was an accomplishment, can you find it to be an accomplishment in any way? Or is it just going to be more wasted energy?
Oh, no. It was, yeah, wasted energy. Wasted energy is what it means. I'm really glad I'm talking about this.
Anyway, whatever you have in terms of this Saturn opposition, it isn't a time maybe to avoid it. So I think what Flesh is saying is really strong. Really ask yourself, is there a victory for you that you can aspire to have? If not, don't waste your time. And be the person. You really do the development of you, because you can disassociate from something, but then there's still all the things you want to be. So what are those? And if you, how they treat you is their bad karma, if they're not respectful, but if you don't want it, if you want to have some affiliation, you decide what you want and what is in it for you, I think is really the good point.
Yeah, right. It's like unconditional love means loving yourself unconditionally and perhaps not placing yourself where you're going to be harmed.
Right.
Wow. Fabulous insight. Oh, were those powerful words. Did you write a book? Is that what you said? Flash,
me?
You have a book?
Flash?
Yes.
I do. I have the Wise Woman Tarot, the book and the deck. I'm in process of finishing my book, which is called, and it just flew like the owl right out of my head. It's about animals, and it's also about animals and reincarnation. And I can't believe it is not coming to me, but that's a senior moment for
book.
You.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
It's an animal book, and it's, you know.
Yeah.
Diana, you can go to her website, and you can see all the stuff she's doing. There's lots of content on there.
Lifetime Companions, that's the name. Lifetime Companions, Love Never Dies.
So beautiful. In the meantime, animals, do humans come back as animals, do you believe? Or animals come back only as animals?
Well, I have so much experience with animals coming back as animals, but I don't think it's impossible for it to go either way. I don't have a big opinion about that, but my inclination is anything is possible. But my dealings with reincarnation are humans and humans and animals and animals.
Well, that makes me happy.
But
right
I don't
here.
Believe they can't. I don't believe that it's impossible for them to shift.
All right.
And the animals do want to come back.
So this is something you can continue with her. We're going to Thank you for calling. Thank you so much.
Bye, Joni.
Bye-bye, dear. We're going to be playing a... wait, I just have one quick call. Let's just say hello because 31 minutes. Just 1 second. Hi, you're on the air with Joni and Flash. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. How, what's your name?
Name is Kari.
Kari? And
birth date? Yes.
Yes.
And birth date is 11/13/61.
Okay. And what time were you born, Kari? Do you know?
3:48 p.m.
Great. And where were you born?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. When is that book going to be out, Flash?
Well, as soon as I can get a little more headspace to devote time to it, but I'm thinking that it's going to be out before the new year.
Okay, great.
And animal lovers will enjoy it.
Oh, I know. I am one. How about you, Kari? Are you an animal lover?
Oh, definitely.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's some excerpts from it, actually, on my website, on the posts on my blog.
No, go ahead.
I had an owl story too. Owls that appeared in a park a few years ago too. That was very interesting to me.
Did it coincide with something in your life?
I can't remember anything in particular, but I think it meant a lot to me to see it because I saw it twice along the path.
Yeah.
So I felt like it was definitely meant some kind of message for me.
Well, let me talk about your chart for a minute because I'm making the charts and Flesh is hearing my... I'll just say that, you know, a stellium in Scorpio starting with a Venus exact conjunction to Mercury, Neptune, Sun, and Sun, and right on the descendant meridian. And then Saturn in Capricorn in its own sign, right on the midheaven, very elevated planet, and then Moon Jupiter conjunct in Aquarius. So that's all very interesting symbolism to me, and Taurus rising.
A lot of complexity. A lot of complexity.
Right.
Well, it's also interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say it's interesting because Scorpio is so intensely and deeply emotional. And Aquarius finds that all quite nasty. You know, that's just too much emotion for me.
Well, it's very interesting to me, your chart, because I am a Scorpio with Aquarian moon as well. But my Saturn is at 21 Scorpio, and my sun is at 1, and then my moon is at 20 Aquarius. And you have... the moon at 0 and your sun at 21. So I wonder if she has the 108 degree. I don't know. I have to look. What is the degree? That doesn't matter. What matters is you're going to have a funny emotional plumbing because of the moon in Aquarius. You know, you're just configured the way you are configured, and you're really cerebral. And, Very well, what's interesting to me is this exact Mercury-Venus in Scorpio. You know, it's such an intuitive sign. And Mercury represents our electrical system, our ability to kind of abstract from all the input of information to what we want to think about. And then Venus is this ability to be magnetic and absorb. So this is really our inner workings, and you're having it really... meld together, almost exact. So your thinking is really geared towards, like you said, it's complex, but it's also it's about how to share this complexity without having to say that much.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you, that you have a lot going on, but you aren't always going to say it? You have to really know when to speak.
Yes, I would say so. I really sometimes don't communicate as much as I should or as much as I would like to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that because you're just not sure which side you want to come from? The little
right.
wrestle. Is it my heart? Is it my head? Is it my heart? Is it my head?
Well, also, the other thing is...
It leaves me kind of indecisive.
Well, okay, but, you know, that's kind of that Venus energy where you're a deliberator. But I think the other thing about the Mercury-Venus is wanting to understand the language of the other person and gear it towards their understanding you. So
mm-hmm.
keep working on this because you're probably already brilliant in it. But maybe take out the should and just be who you really are, because if people don't want to know the truth and they really ask you, they're going to get it eventually. And then, you know,
right.
they might. You want to make sure that the person you're talking to is willing to talk on the level you're capable of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have a lot of, it's a very cool energy as far as I'm concerned. And but I do think the concern for the person understanding you is there. If you're talking to someone, they don't feel like you don't necessarily think they're interested in a more profound understanding. Why say anything? Right.
Right. That's true.
So anyway, I wanna go off the air so we can hear the owl song, everyone. So thank you so much for waiting and calling and. Please come to the website if you like and get in touch with Flash Silvermoon, who's been my lovely guest. I'm so sorry it's not as long as I thought it was going to be, Flash. It's my fault. I don't know how, but let's play your song on the way out. And I hope you'll come back
Flash
again.
Silvermoon.
Flash
we
Silvermoon.
We will do this. We'll just have to work it out.
Okay, darling. And I want you to come back. And I had a great time, actually. Okay, here it is. This is called Midnight Flight by Flash Silvermoon, playing all the instruments too, right? Okay.
Yes.